here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Well, it's very interesting. We're getting to know the new word of the day, Omicron.
Omicron.
Everyone's across it now.
Omicron.
Interesting how they're tackling it in the media and in the news.
Yeah.
The vernacular I was hearing a lot of last night is it's an obstacle. We just have to live with it. Mm. There's no doom and gloom. But epidemiologists, and hopefully we can speak to one before the end of the show, are saying this is the variant that they have been hoping for.
Oh, how come?
Because it's possibly could be more infectious but less virulent variant of coronavirus. It's a good thing because they're saying if this gets out, the virus could eventually mutate into a more benign form.
Excellent.
So it will wipe out Delta. It may come through, but more of a benign form might chill it out, which means that, of course, fewer people will be in hospital with it. So it's a good thing. It's really, imagine being an epidemiologist. I mean, learning all this, I know you thought it was a taxidermatologist or something.
Yeah.
You said no.
No.
But the way they work, the way they're a live organism and they can be killed off or mutate or it's very, very stressful.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
It's really like if you're at the pub and you have the water every now and then, it just takes away a bit of the alcohol.
Yeah. I see.
Nothing like that.
We'll add to that too that there are some international students that are going to be delayed, just out of duty of care. The border opening is still on track for Queensland, but if you are travelling to South Australia or Western Australia, their borders could be affected. So please check that out. On to the weather for a moment. They're saying that November rain records could go. So a year out from seeing Guns N' Roses, we could set records in November for rain. So please take care. Do not enter flooded waters.
No.
It just has to get said every single time.
And the roads are wet. It's greasy, so take it easy.
And also, it's a launch of the Currawa Beach Club that will open this Saturday, which is unbelievable. Yeah, the beach bar down there on the foreshore. So it opens this Saturday, it's got kind of a soft opening and a big launch party on the 11th of December, all the way through to the until about the, I think it's the 30th of January. So it will be fantastic. It's going to be kicked off. We know that, it's going to be that upper style that a lot of people have kind of been waiting for to go and see. So, that's a new word.
upper class,
kind of. You've got the Currawa Beach Surf Club, and then you've got the new beach club.
Upper style.
It kind of fits you out.
You join me, will you?
No, I'm not upper style. Trust me.
That is what you need to know.